Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we've got our good friend Karen Carrick. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the original, she's not just an original founding member of the Brain Trust, she's an original member of the show. She was on my show within less than 30 days of me going on the air way back in 1997, Karen Carrigan was, not only did she join me, a brand spanking new show, that took some serious guts to come on my show, but you know, and maybe this is a judgment issue on her part, she keeps coming back after all these years. We're closing in on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and someone I admire so much, folks. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and as I said many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Carrigan. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
It's great to be here. It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
As always.
Always great to join you and be with your audience.
And Karen, folks, is one of the people we count on to go toe-to-toe with members of Congress, with the administrations on small business issues. And Karen, something happened last week. Mm-hmm. The Republicans came out with their pledge. Now, we know about their contract with America from 93 or 94. And so this seems to be the contract redux. They're calling it the pledge. And what do you think about, what should small business owners take away from this pledge?
You know, I actually like the pledge. We put out a statement last week and said it's, you know, it includes a lot of the things that business owners are asking for in terms of extension and making permanent some of the tax relief measures, or all the tax relief measures that were a part of the Bush
taking away the sunset
tax cuts, look at it, repeals Obamacare. And I got to tell you,
the pledge is devoted to repealing the health care bill,
Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the new health care law,
right. And I like that part of it.
Exactly like we said it would, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are going up. You know, small business owners are losing their choices under, you know, some of the regulatory processes that are now.
Mostly right now, Karen, we don't know what it's going to cost us.
It just keeps going up. We know it's going to go higher. And you're going to reach a point, as we said, where businesses are just going to drop coverage. And I don't see any.
And when they drop coverage, they'll have
down.
To rely on the government.
Pardon me?
When they drop coverage, they'll have to rely on the government for the health.
Individuals will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the exchanges you're going to have, you know, if they do set them up in time in 2014, and I doubt that, you'll have individuals flocking to the exchanges. So it'll be, you know, every man for himself, literally, on the health care front. And I think it basically discourages businesses from offering and providing.
So what will we have to do to, all right, the polls indicate that the Republicans will take the House. The poll from my website, my own website and my newsletter indicate that the people who voted on our polls are heavily on the Republican side. So that's looking like that's going to happen in the House. Steve Forbes is on the show on Friday, Karen, and he predicted a majority in both houses by the Republicans.
Oh, that could happen. I think there's going to be some surprise races.
Yeah.
But if
that happens, then how do we, what do we have to do to hold their feet to the fire and make them actually perform on the pledge?
Oh, I think voters will. There's no doubt about that. I think they've had it, and they're sick of, you know, politics as usual and this spending, and, you know, certainly, you know, what's happening in the economy right now. And I think you know, what we're seeing happen in terms of, you know, all the voters and the public being galvanized, that will continue through 2012.
Right.
So I think the business people, what they need to do is to basically follow what SBE Council is doing on our website and continue to, act when we ask you to act and call your member of Congress and just to stay aware of what is happening. So,
I do think
Republicans do have a window for basically, you know, this 2-year window for following up on their pledge and not backsliding in terms of going along with the president, for example, if he, you know, continues to spend the way that Washington has spent. They're looking for a departure. And I think, I do think they've learned a lesson, but who knows? You know, we're nonpartisan.
Right.
So, you know, I think that, you know, if it was, that if Republicans don't do what they say they're going to do, the voting public
will look for someone else. The question is, will there be enough Tea Partiers who will hold the Republicans' feet to the fire the way the Blue Dog Democrats try to hold the Democrats' feet to the fire?
Well, you know,
I got to wrap it up, Cam, for this segment. SBECouncil.org is the website, by the way, folks. We come back. I'm going to ask Karen about this small business bill the president is going to sign today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.